Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, this is the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Tesla's self-driving car plan may seem insane, but it just might work. By Jack Stewart. Elon Musk has done it again. The CEO of Tesla Motors and SpaceX has made an aggressive prediction for his technology and paired it with an unreasonable deadline. In the past, he's promised electric cars for everyone and trips to Mars and built a reputation for achieving those outrageous things, albeit far behind schedule. Now, Musk is pledging that by the end of 2017, he'll produce a Tesla that can drive itself from Los Angeles to New York City, no human needed. That timeline puts him years ahead of every other big player working on fully autonomous cars. Ford is aiming for 2021, China's Baidu for 2019. Google hasn't given a hard date, but 2021 is a good bet. Same goes for GM, and they're talking about cars that will stay in limited areas, nothing that can cross the country. So what are the chances Musk can actually make this happen? Let's break it down. The claim. Tesla's website already provides a checkbox for full self-driving capability, claiming all you will need to do is get in and tell your car where to go. But the cars won't actually do that, at least not for a while. Musk isn't issuing the necessary software. These earliest cars won't even have first-generation autopilot, Tesla's system that keeps the vehicle in its lane and a safe distance from other vehicles on the highway. The automaker did release a video of its Model X SUV carrying the new hardware and prototype software driving itself around Palo Alto. It seems impressive, but it's no proof of concept. An unedited sequence of the vehicle driving itself in downtown San Francisco would be more meaningful to see what the vehicle is capable of doing, says Raj Rajkumar, who runs autonomous driving research at Carnegie Mellon University. Let's say the car is as capable as the video makes it seem. Could it get itself across the country? If we're looking at another year of development, I think we could see something like that happen, says Jeffrey Miller, an IEEE member who studies autonomous driving at the University of Southern California. Yet, Rajkumar points to Google, which after 9 years of work on this project still won't even give a timeline for its rollout. Mastery of self-driving under real-world conditions is not going to be easy, he says. The data. Building a car that can handle any situation requires a lot of teaching. Google is the acknowledged leader here. Its fleet of 60 self-driving cars has covered more than 2 million miles, mostly around a few cities. But Tesla claims an advantage. Its cars have covered over 222 million miles in autopilot mode all over the world, collecting data the whole time. They're getting a lot more data because of the number of vehicles they've sold, says Miller. Problem is, it's not clear what kind of data Tesla is collecting. Google's cars capture the world with camera, radar, and laser sensors with a human engineer along to flag the important stuff. Tesla's cars are always online, but don't think the automaker is building on all the data they provide. It's likely lots of the data is thrown away on the fly while the car is driving, says Xinjiang Xiao, formerly a computer engineer at Princeton University, now founder of a self-driving software startup. Verdict, Tesla has more and more diverse data, which might just be enough to leapfrog its competitors. The tech. For extra difficulty, Musk is eschewing widely used LiDAR sensor technology, which fires out laser pulses to build a super-accurate graphic representation of the environment. Musk has always hated it and its price. What Google engineers call the KFC bucket on top of their car costs roughly $80,000. Tesla is equipping its cars with 8 cameras and a forward-facing radar, which Musk says will provide just as good a view of the world. LiDAR is a great technology, but it's got moving parts which make it prone to fail, and it's very expensive, says Miller. Unlike radar, it has trouble in rain, snow, and fog. Can Tesla do without it? Absolutely. Not everyone is so sure. I'm quite skeptical they can have a solution which is perfectly safe without LiDAR, says Xiao. He says Tesla might build a car that's safer than a human driver, Musk says twice as safe, but that LiDAR is the only solution for 100% safety. To translate sensor data into driving commands, Tesla is equipping its cars with NVIDIA's Drive PX2, a supercomputer that uses deep learning to teach the car to handle itself. For the cameras, Tesla will run in-house software since its previous supplier, Mobileye, dumped it for moving too fast. Verdict, Tesla's laser-free approach is unconventional, but it can work. The law. Tesla's ordering website offers a caveat. Please note that self-driving functionality is dependent upon extensive software validation and regulatory approval, which may vary widely by jurisdiction. No kidding. Federal and state regulators in the U.S. are slowly developing regulations to govern autonomous technology, but they're nowhere near ready to validate Tesla's proposed Level 5 system. Musk is deliberately operating in a gray area, says Miller. I think he's taking a big risk, but he's pushing the technology, he says. Tesla plans to upgrade its car's autonomous capabilities in a drip-drip fashion. One update could add the ability to obey traffic signals. Another could allow an empty car to search for a parking space in a private lot at low speed. The question is, when does the car become autonomous and how do current and future laws govern its behavior? Musk prefers the ask for forgiveness rather than permission approach. It is a way of changing facts on the ground, and that's what Tesla and more disruptive companies like Uber are really good at, says Bryant Walker Smith, an assistant professor at the University of South Carolina School of Law who studies self-driving vehicles. Verdict. Musk doesn't want to wait for legislation to get his robo-rides on the road, but he may have to. The ambition. Musk has put himself forcefully on the record as pro-autonomy and says he's not waiting for the hand-wringers to catch up. Car crashes kill 1.2 million people a year, more than 30,000 of them in the U.S. The foundation is laid for cars to be fully autonomous at a safety level we believe to be at least twice that of a person, maybe better, he says. Some worry that eagerness could set the technology back. A serious concern is that Tesla brashly and prematurely introduces technologies that are not ready for deployment yet, encounters crashes and fatalities, and triggers significant pushback from society at large and perhaps much stricter regulation, says Carnegie Mellon's Professor Raj Rajkumar. Yet problems with Tesla's autopilot system, one death in Florida, possibly another in China, haven't generated serious fallout. We get increasingly big crashes and nothing seems to change, says Walker Smith. German regulators asked Tesla to drop the term autopilot, saying it could overpromise capability. Tesla basically just said, nein. Tesla's self-driving capable cars are already on sale, even if they can't do what Musk promises just yet. Now, the market will show if people want them. Early adopters, Tesla's current core buyers, likely will, but the target market for the cheaper Model 3 is the general public, whether they'll want to trust a computer and Elon Musk to drive them around will be answered by the sales figures. Verdict, Musk's ambitions usually don't pan out quite on time, but they haven't failed him yet.